Hello, this is Paul Newman speaking. The sound you now hear is the beat of the human heart. Listen. This sound is significant, for here at Shaker Heights High School you feel a single pulse by which the heartbeats of 1,500 students are measured. The pulse that is so insistent that it stirs the curiosity of the least active and stimulates the initiative of the most concerned. Here at Shaker, the individual beats, the attitudes, aspirations, disappointments of 1,500 students are combined into one indivisible beat that is Shaker. Here, then, is the chronicle of life at Shaker, 1959-1960, as echoed in her sounds, the sounds of her students. Shaker has changed since I was graduated in 1943. New classrooms, new wings, and many more students and faculty members. One thing is certain. The school is certainly bigger. I guess all the war babies born while I was here in 1943 have finally arrived en masse in high school. But I still think that Shaker in 43 was the best year in her history. We had a top-notch athletic team, and our academic rating was pretty high, and...
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Newman. We of Shaker in 60 think that our school is doing well for itself also. Just listen for a minute here, and we'll tell you what we're doing in 60.
Okay, boy, fire away. I'll give it a listen.
Hear those bells over there, Mr. Newman? Those are the bells in the tower at the junior high school. It's 8 o'clock, and another day in the life of our school is about to begin. Yes, here come the seniors driving into the senior lot. And the rest of the students, all 1,500 of them, are now beginning to arrive by carpool, by rapid, and some still even walk. Let's move inside with them. Say, look down the hall. There's Mr. Morris. Now, you don't know him, but he sure remembers the names of most of us. He's seen them enough on demerit slips.
Where do you belong?
To
17. All right, let's go in homeroom. Come on, Dick. Get inside that door.
There's the tardy bell. Everyone is in homeroom now. Well, almost everyone.
Good morning, Shakerites. Here are your announcements for this morning.
There are the morning announcements, telling us what's going on today. Soon homeroom period will be over, and the day will really be in full swing. All the teachers are poised and awaiting the arrival of their pupils. There's Mr. Bristol's room down the hall. We will always remember him for his patient and methodical explanations of fundamental arithmetic.
So we can substitute G prime of t is equal to cap f prime of x f prime of little t, and in fb 4b you'd find dy is equal to cap f prime of x f prime t dt, and dy is equal to cap f prime of x dx. And getting rid of the t's and the dt's and getting into the dy's and the dx's and the cap f prime of x's, cap f of x's, little f of x's, and little f prime of x's. Ending up with cap f prime of x equal to dy over dx, where dy is in terms of dt and t and d, and dx is in terms of t and dt. Whether the differentials are in terms of x and dx or in terms of d and dt, we don't care. When dx is equal to 0, it tells us only that dy also equals 0, and of course that tells us nothing. That's one.
Our history department is quite something also. Once Mr. Swaya nearly wiped out his whole first row during his vivid reenactment of the Battle of Bunker Hill.
Get close together, and again the drums and the bugles, ta-ra-ta-ta-tum, ta-ra-ta-ta-tum, and again they're marching up, up, closer with these bayonets in the sun. listening. And again, Prescott, hold your firemen until you see the whites of their eyes. And a second time, about 30 or 40 paces away, they wait, and suddenly, boom! A second time, gaping holes in the British ranks.
And Mr. Pickering of the English department not only was witty in class, but he also brought down the house at our annual fall sports assembly.
Several years ago, Mr. Heinlein asked if it would be all right with me if several of the other coaches spent a minute or two talking about their sports during the annual tennis assembly. I have in the past entreated you to attend the tennis matches. This fall, as I anticipated, the attendance was doubled, and we brought over another bench to accommodate our new fans. The tennis team is, as you know, plays two seasons. This past fall, it again was unnecessary to resort to the building of character as we were able to win all our matches.
We also had assemblies to honor the scholarship of our students. And the 51 scholarship key winners will always remember Mr. Rupp's pleasure as he praised them at the scholarship assembly.
We have 51 people that during their 9th, 10th, 11th, and first semester in their 12th grade have made a fantastic scholastic record. This high school today, and I hope this community today, honors the record of these people. You're marvelous. You do well.
But let's skip a few hours of the day in the life of our school. It's 11:45, lunch period.
Now, and moving towards that lunch line is Chernet and Cutler, Marino on the outside, Euros between people. They're rounding that fire hall now and hitting towards Heartbreak Lane. It's Gross, Chernet, Cutler, Marino, Palmer, 30, 40 yards in the wire, and there they are.